Hello and welcome to our second lesson that we've entitled The Tents and the Churches. In our previous lesson, we have seen that Israel decided they're not going to do things God's way. They're going to go their own way. They demanded a king to reign over them. They didn't want those judges telling them what to do anymore. And they said several times back there in 1 Samuel, we want to be like all the nations. Well, God is not mocked. The Bible said the Lord delivered them into the hands of the Philistines for 40 years. Now, prior to that, he'd always delivered them from the hand of the Philistines. But when we do things our own way and we reject God's way, there's always a price tag. We read these things happen. Now, all these things happened unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition upon whom the ends of the world are come. This is not just a history lesson that we have back there. It is an admonition for us who live at this end of the age that we're living in today. Now, we looked at the tents. That was God's plan for Israel. And the churches, that's God's plan for today. 1 Timothy, Paul wrote to the young pastor there at the church of Ephesus, and he said, "These things write I unto thee, hoping to come to thee shortly, but if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God." He said, "I hope to come shortly, but I don't know for sure, so this is too important. I've got to write and tell you how you've got to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth." That's God's program for delivering the truth today, the local church. The word church and churches is in the Bible over 100 times. That is God's plan for our present age. But like Israel, we have refused to stay with God's plan, and we are paying a serious price for that today. As we look into the Word of God, we see very simple God's plan. It is so simple. The pastors are to teach the Word of God. We got to find out how to handle all the issues. The parents are to make sure their children understand it. They are to search the Scriptures daily to see if what the pastor says is so. And so Acts 15 says the churches were established. Ephesians 4, God gave some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints. In 2 Timothy, Paul said to the young pastor there, "And the things which thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also." Who are those faithful men? And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. The system is so simple. God says, you do it this way, you'll learn everything you need to learn, and I'll handle your enemies. Well, like Israel, we decided we had a better plan. Lord, we know what your word says, but we think we found a better way. Those little churches, they can't handle it. What we've got to do is do it like Israel did. And so Israel, we read, they gathered together. And what did they do? They decided that they wanted to get things done like all the nations. We did the same thing. In the late 1800s and early 1900s, God's leaders gathered themselves together because they were concerned about the advancement of modernism and liberalism. And they said, now, if we're going to fight these enemies, we're going to have to do it like the nations do it. So the world has colleges. We better start some colleges. The world has, they give doctor's degrees. Well, we'll give doctor's degrees too. Well, we've been given doctor's degrees for about 30 years now, and we never had so many doctors in our churches, and the church has never been as sick as it is today. Apparently those doctor's degrees aren't helping. No, the world has newspapers. We better start some newspapers. The world publishes magazines. Let's start some magazines. Now, it's all right to have a college, and it's all right to have newspapers and magazines and anything else that is scriptural under the auspices of a local church. But outside of the local church, there's no direction for that. And that's why everybody can do that which is right in their own eyes, because there's nothing in the Bible to tell you how to run anything outside of a local church. Well, the world has the seminars. We better organize some seminars. The world has associations. Did you know that Baptists have over 300 different associations? The world has a board of directors. So we get our parachurch ministries going. We better get a board of directors. What about pastors? Oh, no, they can't handle that. Push them back in the background there somewhere. The world has its isms. Well, they have modernism. They have liberalism. We need to get an ism. We'll call it fundamentalism. Israel thought those little tents scattered around can't meet the need. We thought these little churches scattered around can't meet the need. We've got to get a group. We've got to do it like the nations do it. And they have their modernism and their liberalism and their communism and today terrorism and a whole bunch of other isms. An ism is a tag hooked on the end of a name that promotes a belief accepted as authoritative by a group. Get that? Accepted as authoritative by a group. We called our group fundamentalism. Now we got an ism just like the nations. Well, the nations developed a group referred to as socialism. Socialism became a mixture of communism, Marxism, anarchism, and pretty well anything contrary to capitalism. Fundamentalism, we've organized our groups too. We call them fundamentalism, neo-fundamentalism, pseudo-fundamentalism, militant fundamentalism, and moderate fundamentalism. All these groups have been organized in my lifetime. Well, the world has modernism. Modernism represents those who modify traditional beliefs according to modern ideas. Since modernism represents the present as opposed to the past, modernism changes every few years. Like modernism, fundamentalism has modified its belief to line up with modern ideas. We're doing it like the nations. Well, the world has liberalism. Liberalism represents those who are open to behavior or opinions that are willing to discard traditional values. Well, like liberalism, many who travel under the banner of fundamentalism are open to new behavior or opinions while discarding scriptural values. Fundamentalists have changed their position on issues in my lifetime, such as the King James Bible, music standards, dress standards, separation, repentance, and a whole bunch of other issues. Scriptural issues are being set aside for new modern ideas of what we call fundamentalism. We follow those scriptural principles for 2,000 years, but no, we got to get modernism. We got to do it like the nations. And so God's plan, as we said, is a very simple plan. He just has the pastors teaching the people, the parents go home and teach the family what needs to be taught. And again, Paul commended the Bereans if they checked the scriptures daily to see if what the pastor was saying when he preached, how much more ought we to do that today? Well, what happened was a transfer of influence. Influence is having an effect on the character, development, and behavior of someone. And so God's plan, as we said, was to ordain elders in every city, as I have appointed thee. But our plan was, no, we've got hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands and thousands, of what we call parachurch organizations, and we are getting all kinds of nonsense about Bible translations. What about the music? What about standards? What about Calvinism? What about salvation? What about the subject of repentance? What about separation? What is happening here is they are having an effect on the character development and behavior of the people who are listening to them, and the end result is absolute confusion. The average person would look and say, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Now, it's important to understand that God has a perfect will and God has a permissive will. We've seen that in our study, in our last study, it had to do with Israel. Now, God has a perfect will for today, and that perfect will is to do it through the local churches. He has a permissive will, and we would be foolish to say that these parachurch ministries in the beginning didn't have the blessings of God. I was saved in a parachurch organization. But as we could go through and see that God continued to bless Israel, even though they did not choose his perfect will, he did not forsake his people. However, his blessings were conditional, and so are ours. In 1 Samuel 12, Samuel said, serve the Lord with all your heart, and turn ye not aside. He went on to say, moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord by ceasing to pray for you. He said to these people who had chosen a king, I will teach you the good way and the right way, but if ye shall still do wickedly, ye shall be consumed, both ye and your king. And so God's blessings were conditional. Let me give you an example. Gypsy Smith was an evangelist. He did not conduct his ministry under the authority of a local church. However, he remained sound in his doctrine. He remained sound concerning his associations. In Psalm 119, David said, "I am a companion of all them that fear thee and of them that keep thy precepts." The word precepts means the things that are authorized by God. Jack Van Impe did not do that. Gypsy Smith, he was keeping the things that were authorized by God. Jack Van Impe, he had an unsound doctrine. He had unsound associations. He was a companion of those who were not keeping God's precepts. And as a result of that, the blessings of God were taken off of his ministry. Oh, he might have had a lot of offerings coming in. He might have had a big crowd. But when it comes to doing things God's way, when we don't do things God's way, we're going to pay the price. Well, what about the road ahead? Not enough to say, well, we did it all wrong. What are we going to do next? Be with us for our next lesson as we continue in this series, The Tents and the Churches.